Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, with the stars and stripes.
Back on What's On Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, it's true, I'm in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
There's no place like home, right?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me right now? That was a long stretch to be on the road. And I think I got a little on me, too. I'm afraid of...
You got the road on you?
Ugh.
I got the...
DC on you?
Sewer of DC on me, yeah.
I was going to say, did you take a nice hot shower for about 3 hours when you got back? Just to swamp off of you?
Geez, that was after you were in San Francisco, for crying out loud. You must have a huge load of laundry to do.
Did you sleep in the street like they do? Or
I noticed nobody will come anywhere within like 50 feet of me right now, so I must have something on me. I don't know. I got a little leftover.
You need to be in quarantine for 14 days coming back from San Francisco?
Yikes. Unbelievable.
Let alone D.C.
Hello, folks. Glad to have you aboard. This is What's On Your Mind. My name's Scott Hennon, Todd the Radio God, Kevin Flynn. We're all together here today, and we want to know what's on your mind. So we've had a busy couple of days in Washington, D.C., and I appreciate all the feedback we've gotten. A lot of texts yesterday, and you can keep those coming, because as it pertains to the assault on America, as we know it, at the border, we have work to do. And I have offered to pass along the comments of anybody within the sound of my voice to the state officials who serve you, mainly governors and attorneys general, because my takeaway was, I don't need any more examples of how bad it is. I've been to the border three times, three times in the Biden administration, been there half a dozen times over the years, but three times in the Biden administration, been to the border. I've seen it with my own eyes.
6 months ago you were there watching this with your own eyes.
Yeah,
6 months, nothing's changed.
No, it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. And believe it or not, the Biden administration announced today that they're gonna loosen up those detention rules a little bit. You think after this they'd say we're gonna strengthen that, we're gonna get tougher on that? No. They want to make it more onerous for the Border Patrol. I'm tired of telling you this. I'm tired of sharing your frustration of what you're seeing on the screen. I really am. So I'd encourage you to take 5 minutes and pour your guts out into a text. Tell me where you're from. Tell me your name. Nobody's going to get your cell phone number. Nobody's going to get your personal information. But I need to know where you're from so I know where to send this to the governor and the attorney general. We have contact information for all of them directly. So when we send something, even to Minnesota's governor and attorney general, Keith Ellison gave me a cell phone. I mean, these people, they want to be connected with media sources. So we're going to just do them a favor and say, here's what we heard from your constituents, the people you serve. And so you can text those to 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. On a happier note, We're planning a couple of trips. My wife and I are going to take some fine listeners to New York City. We've not been there for a while for understandable reasons. It's still a different place, but if we bring that Northern Plains joy, I think we'll get through it. And by the way, people have reached out and said, Scott, why aren't you telling people they can't go unless they've been vaccinated? I take our listeners to be smarter than that and know if they go to New York City, or for that matter, about any big city right now, there's going to be all kinds of rules and restrictions and everything else, and everybody has to make their own decision on that front. I'll tell you, I was in San Francisco, and it's not America anymore. Can't go into a public restroom, can't go into a lobby of a hotel, can't go into a restaurant, can't go into a museum, can't go to pretty much anywhere without, quote-unquote, showing your vaccine card. And by the way, I saw, I don't know how many people pull out a piece of paper that looked like a receipt and say, yep, okay, fine. I mean, these people hate it. They hate these restrictions, but it's part of the game. So that's why I say we'll bring some joy from the Northern Plains to New York City at Christmas time. But yes, you'll have to follow New York City rules. I don't make them up. And if you say that's reason enough for me not to go, get it. Totally get it. We're blessed to live where we live, folks. We sure are. And even Norway. See what Norway said the other day? This is no kidding.
No way.
I should put this up. Norway said, you know what? COVID is sort of like, a flu or, any other thing we've dealt with before. It's not, I mean, the experts in Norway now, with everything they've done, and then believe me, they're as woke as you get, have said, look, stop the hyperventilating on COVID. That's from Norway, for crying out loud. We're going there in June. So I'm going to squeeze in some conversation about that today. Governor Doug Burgum will join us at the bottom of the hour. He rolled out a plan yesterday on how to spend $1 billion of free money. It's free, isn't it? Federal government writes a check to the states. It must be free.
Well, Joe said it was free, so yeah.
Did he? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so did Jen.
So I don't know how you spend $1 billion. Two schools of thought there. One is to say, be the one that says, we're not doing this to our kids and grandkids. We're not going to do it. The other school of thought would say, it's your money. And because they're giving it to blue states, blue cities, because they're bailing out their buddies, the dollars are going to come here. Spend it wisely. I don't know. How would you spend it? It's a question for you to ponder. Governor Burgum's going to give us his answer to that and what he is directing the legislature to do, which, by the way, is not exactly a popular way to get your way with the North Dakota legislature. Tell them what to do. Didn't they vote like 141-0 to say, we'll do our budget, you do your budget? I think they did, as I recall, so I don't know that they're going to take well to this, but I also understand the governor says, I'm going to lead. I'm going to lead, and here's what I'm going to suggest for it. But there will be a debate about this. I mostly want to hear from the taxpayers in North Dakota on what you want those dollars spent on, what should happen. I had one suggestion already, say every penny should be spent on promoting North Dakota as a place to work and live. Every penny, like South Dakota. We'll bring that up with the governor. Senator John Hoeven will join us for a portion of the Talk Radio Town Hall Hour. We're going to dig into the Reconciliation Bill. I don't know. We need a new name for this, Kevin and Todd. Reconciliation Bill. We're as conservatives as Republicans playing the game, consuming the crap sandwich handed to us by the radical left, and we're debating, should it be $3 trillion or $2 trillion? Is Joe Manchin going to get his way and get it, not $1.5 trillion, but maybe $2.1 trillion? Yes, let's try and get the trillions down. Are you kidding me? Let's talk about what the bill will do. Let's talk about the fact that they call it infrastructure so they can screw you and have you think it is something it isn't. Why are we not talking about what's in it?
We are. We are.
What's your favorite horrible thing in the plan Democrats are trying to cram through right now? What's the worst of the worst?
Probably to pay for the training and the I don't know what you call the climate warriors of the young generation that we're going to put money towards for classes and training on the climate crisis.
Any cent in this thing
for
this ridiculous idea of killing the economy in the name of global climate action slash, you know, utopia that somehow we can, let's do this. Let's gut punch energy here. And that way it'll be produced elsewhere, and the same crap we worry about here, where we actually regulate it and have solutions for it, like in North Dakota, will be disregarded completely offshore. That's a good idea. Really good idea.
Are we at war, by the way?
That's a good one.
Are we at war?
We're at war with common sense.
But not real war. Where the economy's doing pretty good. We had like 10 million job openings, right? So the economy's good. We're not at war. Why are we spending $5 trillion that we don't have?
What a reconciliation bill means is we take the spending and we connect it with the goals. The goals is transformational change. And when you implement this,
great point.
It lives beyond one Congress. It lives beyond one president. This is entrenched. This is like FDR stuff. And, LBJ.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagPoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Says, got a little DC on you? Better jump in that hot spring spa and wash it off quick.
There you go. That's
yeah.
A good idea.
Very good idea. That's what I'll do tonight. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. They have saunas right now. A lot of saunas. A lot of saunas. These are Finleo saunas, and, you know, they make them down by the Twin Cities. But they're a finished product, obviously, and a lot of Finnish ingenuity in them. And they're in stock right now. You could literally could call Vince and the team at Hot Spring Spa or go to their store in Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and they'd say, okay, when do you want to have this delivered? Which is no easy feat in this day and age of supply chain disruptions and everything else. Another thing they do for you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and get you in a hot tub. It's hot tub weather now, especially at night, isn't it, Kev? Gosh, it's nice.
Changed the water last weekend, got everything dialed in with the app from Hot Spring Spas. The chemical deal is the best thing ever because I'm not good at it, and they have an app that's phenomenal. Test your water, get it all done, tell you what you need to do.
They also have a VIP service.
You bet.
Where Vince's son, Josh, leads that division, and you don't do anything. They just show up to test the water. They keep an eye on everything. So every time you get in, it's perfect. And I'm telling you, I could promise you this. You'd never be disappointed spending time. It's not like you're going to go, I spent too much time in the hot tub. You're never going to say that.
No.
The same thing about the sauna.
Yeah, you're not.
Every time you get in, it's like, why do I not do this more?
Or playing shuffleboard in the man cave on that old house and shuffleboard table.
Everything is better when you got, you know, 20 minutes a day in a hot tub, half hour, 45 minutes in the sauna.
Oh.
Of course, there's so many other ways that your wellness is better, but just your overall, you're better above the water and below the water, you know? It touches up all the little aches and pains. And
you just hit on a great way to spend COVID money. Everybody gets a sauna.
There you go.
From Hot Spring Spas.
What do you think of that idea?
So everybody gets a sauna. We're all going to get well and sweat the toxins out.
Governor Burgum at the bottom of the hour, Senator Hovind next hour, and Diamond and Silk, baby, on the program today. What's on your mind? Call me right now, 258-0550, 258-0550. That's the telephone number. Text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. All right? Tell us what's on your mind today. Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince and the team. And if you say, I don't know, Scott, money's a little tight right now, I can't do it. First of all, what is your wellness worth? Think about that. Number two, no interest, no payments, low interest. I mean, you could get into a hot tub for $50 a month, right? Just have a couple less lattes and get a lot better health deal out of it. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind? How should we spend $1 billion? Of free money. Free, isn't it? Pretty sure it's free. I mentioned earlier somebody brought the workforce thing. What could we do there? South Dakota, I think, has done a very good job with this. All through COVID, they basically said something very simple. We're open. Come visit our parks. Come take a look at our business environment. And, you know, they've grown like you cannot believe.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know the new rules. They change all the time. But they had to keep the rules pretty flexible because they had to bail out blue states and blue cities. That's what the money was for.
Two dear friends are in Sioux Falls and Rapid City right now out of Minneapolis.
Done with
it. Done with it. Yep. Said see ya.
Texter says, on the supply chain issues, titanium is a memory metal used in warheads. The use was discovered for glasses and jewelry following the warheads. Did you know that?
I did not.
And titanium now is one of the many things that is in short supply that's disrupting the supply chains. I have glasses from Aspire Optical, my friend Ashley. It's the guy that got me away from the cheapo glasses, the 1 hour, the online, just total junk. You'd end up having to buy 3-4 pairs because you can't get them clean. He was telling us earlier, just announced today, 4% increase across the board from one of the biggest eyeglass suppliers. That's what this caller is referring to, because one of the reasons for the protective glass is titanium. They can't get them. Da, da, da. Guess what? That's one tiny sector of the economy.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much money chasing too many goods is exactly what happens with inflation. Folks, this is coming. This is here. And everything is going to cost you more, and everything is going to take longer to get it. Period. End of statement. It's happening.
Have you seen marinetraffic.com? Have you looked at that?
Marine?
Marinetraffic.com. It shows where all the shipping containers are and the oil barges and all over the globe. Look at marinetraffic.com. It has a real-time map. Look at the coast of California.
They're big blocks.
There's hundreds of cargo ships.
Big backlog, right?
And it's not just off California. It's all over the globe.
Yeah.
They're sitting out
there's
in the ocean.
There's stuff in there.
There's
exactly.
stuff in the ocean. They can't unload it. They can't truck it.
Let's go to the phone. Steve Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, Scott. I think you guys are looking at this, $3.5 trillion bill wrong. You know, the Democrats and the progressives really need a lot of money to win the next election, and that's what it's all about. Gavin Newsom handed out checks 2 weeks before, his recall election, and that should be an example of what's going to happen. They need this money desperately because they can't run on their record, but they can hand out checks and people vote their pocketbook. Does that make sense to you?
Well, sure, but I don't know that persuades everyone. I mean, certainly the cradle-to-grave folks who love being on the government dole, but aren't they already going to vote for Gavin Newsom? Aren't they already going to vote for lefties? I don't know that it brings them any new votes, does it?
Well, if the Democrats can't buy votes, what are they going to run on? I mean, crime? The border? They have nothing to run on.
Well, I agree, but I just don't know how the dollars translate into, okay, I'll vote for you from a whole new class of voters. I get what you're saying, and clearly that's what they're up to. But that's what they've always been up to. You need me, because I'll give you free stuff. Remember Obama phones? But I don't know that that brings a whole new class of voters. I hope we're awakening to the generational theft that's going on here. And my point is, people don't comprehend the dollars anymore. They don't. They don't get the money. So let's talk about the policy. That's all I'm saying. But you raised some good points. Mike in Lakota, let's get you in here.
Man.
Half a minute, go.
Hey, Scott. It's about $1 billion. Give it to the people who paid it in that didn't sit home during that COVID thing for unemployment or anything like that. We paid it in. It should be given back to us.
Well, there is some tax relief in this. We're going to talk about that with the governor coming up, but that's a good sentiment. Who
yeah,
wrote the check for
class,
in the first place,
know.
Right? Yeah. Who
yeah,
wrote the
well,
check for?
I'm middle class, and I paid in forever. My wife and I never seen a time stimulus. We don't make a lot of money. We get by, but we get by because we want to get by.
God bless you, Mike. Well said. Governor Burgum answers the question next and takes your calls.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress on Thursday avoided a government shutdown by voting to continue funding the government through December 3rd.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The House approved the measure earlier in the day with a 254-175 vote. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California has delayed a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Lawmakers sent things south when Pelosi tied the bill to the extremely expensive $3.5 trillion partisan spending package. We now know why boxing star Manny Pacquiao retired from boxing. He's advancing into a ruthless industry, politics. Manny has filed his certificate of candidacy for the Philippine presidency Friday. As registration opened for candidates seeking to lead, the elections are on May 9, 2022. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. That's a novel concept. How about that, folks? I share your values. Oh, yeah, and what are you doing about it? Well, in the case of Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, they donate a portion of every single dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile right now. By the way, they use all the same towers as the major carriers. So you're switching only and removing your money from woke companies and getting comparable service. And they also are taking care of first responders and veterans group, sanctity of life issues, constitutional rights issues. What's not to love? Switch to Patriot Mobile today. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. How long ago was 1,000 seconds? 1,000 seconds, guys. How long ago was that? About 16 minutes. How long ago was 1,000,000 seconds? That's 11 days. Wow. The difference between 1,000 and 1,000,000 is 11 days, 13 hours, 46 minutes, and, some change. How about 1,000,000,000? 1,000,000,000 was a bit over 31 and a half years ago. Woofta. So we go from a million in time to 11 days to 1,000,000,000 being 31 and a half years. So what the heck's a trillion? How long ago was a trillion seconds? 31,688 years. That would have been about 29,679 B.C. About 24,000 years before we even know of any sign of civilization taking shape. Do you grasp that? That's the amount of money that's being tossed around like it's quarters in Washington, D.C. right now. This is why you should care. This is why you should pay attention. John Kennedy, Senator from Louisiana, said it well about what's going on here right now.
Stand inflation, defund the police, critical race theory, the border, gas prices, massive debt. And I'm not saying Republicans are perfect, but these people are crazy.
No, I don't know how else you say it. That's what's going on. Let's see if.
And I'm not saying Republicans are perfect, right. But these people are crazy.
You guys are laughing. I'm crying.
Spot on.
I'm crying.
Spot on.
I'm weeping
so hard.
Craziness for this country. It's unbelievable. Governor Doug Burgum is here to talk about one aspect of these billions and trillions being handed out, and that is the COVID money, the COVID CARES Act money from the Biden administration and how best to spend it for North Dakota's future. Governor, welcome back.
Great. Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you, always.
Do you weep at what's going on here?
Well, I think that the thing in the last month, I mean, it's been quite the 9 months, but the thing in the last month is you heard me share at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and I said at the Lignite annual meeting the other day, is to have a situation where we fought so hard over the last previous administration under President Trump to finally get to the spot where we could sell energy to our friends and allies versus buy it from our enemies. And then now we're in a situation where we still have oil workers in North Dakota out of work, attacks on our coal industry. And then the president of the United States, President Biden, puts out a statement that we should be buying more, energy. OPEC should increase their production to help get the price of the gas down at the pump in America. And that was something that I think is just for me as an American, as a citizen, as someone that, grew up and lived my life in North Dakota, it's baffling and it's heartbreaking and it's disturbing.
We have $1 billion coming that wasn't asked for, essentially, right? This is just money that the federal government is dedicating really to bail out blue states and blue cities, and they can't say, well, we're going to give it to Minneapolis, but we're not going to give it to Fargo. We're not going to, give it to Maryland, but we're not going to give it to North Dakota. And it's part of this American Rescue Plan. So the total dollars we get, walk us through the guidelines. How can you spend it? What's the broad rules of the road, so to speak, on these dollars?
Well, North Dakota, because of the way that we managed through the pandemic, we're in the best position of any state in terms of being able to have flexibility in using the funds. And in part, it does one of the things that they said was this could replace lost revenue. Well, last year we had the collapse in the oil prices that occurred pre-pandemic because of the price war between the Saudis and the Russians. And so we had, I think, about $1.8 billion of lost revenue. And so then that qualifies for the state portion of the ARPA funds, the American Relief Funds, as they're called, this stimulus package, we can use it to replace, general revenue. So for that portion of it, we've got quite a bit of flexibility, not total. It's not as flexible as, say, general fund dollars, but it's got quite a bit of flexibility. They do say that you can't use it for certain things, such as, bailing out pension funds or for tax relief. But we got quite a bit of flexibility. Then there's another $113 million that can be used towards capital projects. And that was something the legislature anticipated. They appropriated $106 million towards capital projects out of that fund. We got the rules and for that this week, and virtually as they're currently designed, none of the things that were appropriated last spring, $106 million of projects would qualify for the ARPA capital project because they've really written the rules there to move that towards broadband as a capital project. And of course, North Dakota's we've got a few holes to fill in broadband, but we're not billions and billions of dollars behind like other states because we've got some of the best connectivity at the highest speeds in any state because we just got after that about 10 years ago. But we have the ability to move the capital projects to ARPA and fund them. And then there was other things like the DOT, $317 million of DOT that was already appropriated this spring that was deemed to come from federal funding, and ARPA qualifies for that. So there really is, out of the billion, there's $423 million the legislature's already appropriated. So that seems like a no-brainer that the legislature should just authorize that funding source for the stuff that's already included in our budget, that's already in the state's top line from the 21-23 budget, just to make sure that what they already went through the full legislative session and appropriated can be spent. So that leaves about $700 million left, and that's what we made the proposal on yesterday across workforce, which is the number one thing that the economy needs in North Dakota's workforce, infrastructure, and then some smaller needs on things related to emergency response. That's the smallest portion of it, about 13% in that bucket. And again, once again, just like last year, we're able to spend this money on, you know, one-time things, doesn't grow government, has high return on investment, one-to-one matches. So a dollar that, you know, goes out from the federal dollar goes out, it gets matched by private sector dollars, and we get, you know, 100% return on our money the day we put the dollars out. So there is absolutely positively a way to do this. We looked at $4.7 billion of ideas and narrowed it down to the $700 million, and we've got some very high ROI investments that we can make in our state that would help advance our economy, diversify our economy, grow our economy, strengthen our workforce, strengthen our communities. And so, you know, that's why we made the announcement recommendation yesterday.
Give me an example on the $396 million you mentioned on the workforce side, because in asking our audience this morning, that's the one thing we hear, you know, people cannot attract the workforce they need. And obviously, for a big part of the pandemic, they competed against the federal government for workforce.
Yeah.
And now in Fargo, you got Amazon here for all kinds of transformational change to our social fabric, also competing against them, this ginormous entity that means to, I guess, disrupt life as we know it and, you know, hates Donald Trump and buys the Washington Post to take a brick up. Now they're stealing workforce here, too, which is disturbing. So things are tough in trying to recruit a workforce. How do you help in that effort? What do you think is the most viable way to tackle the workforce problem with these bucks?
Well, I think it's a number of different things, because if you're, you know, working parents, you've got to have affordable child care. And one of the places where we don't have enough workers is child care workers. So there are tuition grants for people that want to go into early childhood work. We've got, you know, support in here to support the sort of our child care infrastructure, which is really small businesses, you know, across the state of North Dakota, over 1,500 small businesses that are doing that. We've got work for employers, because employers are, you know, we can't, if you hired every single high school graduate, every college graduate in North Dakota, we wouldn't fill the 30,000 jobs we have open. So we have to keep going, Scott, which, you know, we've done very successfully between 2010 and 2020. I mean, our state, we added 100,000 citizens in that decade. We were the fourth fastest growing state in the nation. McKenzie County in the heart of the Bakken was the number one fastest growing county in the nation. Williams County, home of Williston, was the second fastest growing. And so we just have to keep that trend going. Well, that means that we've got to have people that want to live and move to North Dakota and live here. And so for employers, we're proposing matching grants to help with the relocation of people that may want to move here. We know there's a lot of people that want to get out of blue states and get into a red state. We'd like to help employers put the programs together where we take some federal dollars, match it with their private investment, and help them fill these great jobs in North Dakota.
We have about a half minute before the break, and we'll continue this on the other side. In the next bucket of infrastructure and capital improvements, give me what you think will be the most impactful.
Well, obviously, there's the $317 million for the DOT, which was just part of the 10-year, $2 billion improved roads and bridges at all levels, county, township, state, and interstate levels for you know, just the core transportation needs. But also there's some important things in there, like four-laning highway 85 out of the oil patch from Watford City down to Long X Bridge, and doing the pre-engineering work from Long X down to Highway 200. I mean, this is a dangerous section of road out there where we've got, the most oversized permits of any road in the state. That's a two-lane going through the Badlands. So it's we need to have the north-south four-lane.
Hold that thought, if you would, Governor. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Petrol Serve USA home cook and grab and go convenience on this Friday includes a couple of sloppy joes and chips up there in Harwood at I-29, tater tot hot dish on I-29, 12th Avenue exit for Petrol Serve USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience every day. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork, chicken fettuccine in Valley City or pulled pork there. Pizza hot dish today in Glendon. They're always cooking up something fun there. Meatballs in Yulin. Back with Governor Doug Burgum talking about COVID money, basically, is coming back to the state and how it can be spent and how it's going to be spent. This is a proposal from the governor to the legislature. I'm sure you know there's a lot of grumbling in the legislature saying, Governor, this isn't how it works. You don't tell us how to spend the money. We've told you that before. What would you say to the legislative leaders that are a little rankled over this, Governor?
Well, that statement, Scott's actually not true. I mean, the governor is required by law to present a budget when the legislature convenes. That's why there is the budget address that occurs separate from the state of the state. And it's a responsibility. I mean, if you're running the executive branch, I feel like it's not only my duty and under the law, but as citizen that wants to see the money spent on the smartest, best things, not on the stuff that is that, you know, that got the loudest lobbyists cheering for. It's our job to take all the proposals, work through all the agencies, do the scrutiny, say no to $4 billion spending, and, you know, hand to the legislature, here's the $700 million out of the $4.7 billion that are the best, most positive ideas for the state of North Dakota. That's literally our job. We're doing our job, and I'd like to think that the team we're doing with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who's, you know, a brilliant, you know, CPA and business owner, and Joe Morris at the head of OMB, and the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of other state team members who've put thousands of hours into this proposal. It's not just a press release. I mean, this is all the hard work of strategic planning and budgeting that you do when you're running a $15 billion organization that's serving, you know, a 780,000 customers, our citizens. That's what we do. And if the legislature thinks in 4 days they can come back and sift through $4.7 billion, that, you know, would be one thing, but it's our job to give them the very best starting point. So that's what we're doing. And we always know that in North Dakota, there's, when you have a supermajority party, then, and you don't have another party to, you know, be worried about, then the battles happen between the executive branch and the legislative branch. But for the people of North Dakota, I think they would probably want us to be working together as Republicans, doing the things that have the smartest return, including the proposal we put out for a $500 tax credit, which we can do because we've got $413 million of excess ending fund balance. I mean, we came through all the black swan events of last year, and with conservative fiscal budgeting and smart management and higher legacy fund earnings, we came in with an ending fund balance ahead of budget, $1.1 billion. That was $700 million over the top of a high forecast, or that's $413 million over a high forecast. The legislature's already committed $700 million. We have $413 million of excess ending fund, and I think some of that money should go back to the hands of North Dakota. So we proposed a $500 tax credit. So we have about 218,000 tax filers in North Dakota that pay between $0 and $500 taxes each year, and they would get a full credit, so they wouldn't pay any taxes, income taxes in North Dakota for 2020 or 2021 or 2022. And then we have about another 133,000 that pay more than $500 in taxes. And those folks would get $500 off their tax credit in 2021 and 2022 off their tax bill from North Dakota. That puts $207 million back into the economy. And that just seems like a super effective and smart way to do, because I trust that our citizens will know how to invest those dollars. If the cash sits at the state of North Dakota on top of our nearly $800 million rainy day fund, our nearly $600 million strategic investment fund, which is also just a cash fund the legislature carries, and other cash sources, we've got a couple billion dollars in cash earning 0.07% at the Bank of North Dakota. But that's not smart when you're heading into inflation, because during a time of inflation, well, that the corrosive effect of inflation is just going to erode that value. I mean, like, let's hang on to our $1 billion and spend it next year when it's worth $900 million. Come on, we're smarter than that in North Dakota. And we've got things where we... I
want to just get in a couple of quick things here. And by the way, we have other suggestions that are pouring in. It's a lot of it had to do with tax relief. Somebody said, hey, give it to the people that didn't take free money during COVID. So you're getting a number of suggestions here. Somebody said every workforce penny should go into career and tech centers. Any bucks there?
Well, the legislature did pass. We supported $70 million for building career and tech centers around the state, one-to-one match. That was in that bucket that ARPA is saying we can't spend it. If we modify the design of those career and tech centers a little bit, it'll qualify. We can go ahead. So we put another $10 million of federal funds to move that from 70 to 80, and get those moving ahead. Already was appropriated this spring, and those one-to-one match from the private sector, that's one of the top things that the state employers need is these career and tech centers, and we just got to get that done.
We have a question on whether or not North Dakota will join other states in suing the Biden administration on the border issues. By the way, I have hundreds of texts on this issue from yesterday. We've been covering the border situation very closely. Will North Dakota join other states in a legal action on the border?
Well, certainly we're going to do everything we can, and I've been in regular contact with the Attorney General relative to legal action, but as part of the Republican Governors Association, I've signed letters regarding both borders. I mean, it's ridiculous that the Canadian border is not open right now. And on the southern border, the you know, 27 Republican governors have asked President Biden for a meeting or President
Hold Harris. That thought, if you would, Governor. I want to talk more about this when we have another moment on the other side of the break with Governor Burgum on the border and, by the way, on a chance to meet some other governors from the
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.